Good. I was going to say good afternoon. Welcome, I'll say, to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 14th of May. It's 20 past seven in the evening. And it's raining. I thought I'd record a podcast. It'll go out tomorrow, I dare say. It may go out today if I get a bit bored and shove it up. And I'm sitting in the caravan on my own. Julia's away with her family. Obviously, she has a family, and she is not always here. It does sound like she is often. So I'm on my own, and I can't go home. Well, I can go home, but I'm not going to go home. And the reason is that on my journey here, there was a warning light on my van, and it's an engine warning light saying you need to have a diagnostic done to tell you what it is. It could be an air filter, it could be the glow plugs. It's not the oil, I've checked that. It could be any number of things, really. It could be the fuel injectors are not wrong. But you've got to go and have it plugged in to work out what it is. It probably needs a service, in all honesty. And it's probably a simple thing, and it's saying, you know, you need to have this done. And whatever it is, you know. And so I went to the local garage to where I am. Oops. And I said, can you, you know, stick it on the thing and diagnose it? And how much would that cost? And they said, well, it costs £89 plus VAT. So that's over £100 just to plug in a van to diagnose what it is. And if it, let's say it was an air filter that needed changing. I don't know how much an air filter would be, probably about 30 or 40 quid, maybe a lot less. But they will charge then that on top of, and of course the hourly rate to fit it. So you could be looking at 150 quid, maybe 160 quid, just as a minimum. Which I think is a bit of a rip-off, really. It may be a lot more serious, of course. Now, I said, well, when is the earliest I can get that done? Can I just drive in and you'll just stick it on the machine and tell me what it is? And they said, oh, no, we can't do it till Tuesday. Well, I used to use a garage to do my servicing, but they've got so expensive. They've got bigger and bigger. They've got more staff, more administrative staff, bigger premises and overheads, and they are now prohibitively expensive to go and have your van serviced. So I don't go there now. I have a mobile mechanic that comes, and he's a lot more reasonable, a lovely chap, and I can make him a cup of coffee. And he gets on with it, and he doesn't charge a huge amount. And so for the last year or so, I've been using this chap. Anyway, I got in touch with him, and I said, any chance you could plug the van in and see what it is? He said, yes, I'm away, though, this week. I'll be back Monday. I can come over Monday about 4 o'clock. So I thought, right, I better not move the van. I'll do the one journey back home. And so I'm a bit stuck. But that's okay, because Julia's got her car and she'll be here tomorrow. And she may pick me up and take me home for a day visit. I'll have to come back to pick up the van, you see. So, yeah, just a little bit... it's one of those things, and at least he will be cheaper, and then he can tell me what the problem is, and I will probably get him to do it. I mean, if it's something in simple that I can do, then fair enough. But he may turn round and say, well, it's got to go into a garage and have this, that and the other. I mean, you know, it could be a major thing, or it could be a simple thing. It's very difficult to gauge. But it just seems a lot of money just to have it diagnosed. Other things that come up on your dashboard, like oil is low, you can go and buy a litre of oil and fill up the van. It's a, you know, modern cars or modern vehicles are expensive to run, aren't they? I mean, it's bad enough with the price of diesel at the moment, let alone the people who are going to service these things. But you pay your money, you take your choice, I suppose. Anyway, it's no great shakes to me at the moment. I will get back and it will all be sorted. It's raining at the moment, as I said, and that is good news. It's raining in the evening, which is even better news. We've been busy with the final bits to the polytunnel. I just now need to order the plastic and then I can get that up. There's just one tiny thing I need to do to it, one more upright. But other than that, get the plastic on and we're in business. But the plastic will probably take 4 or 5 days to get here, which means I will probably have to come back here and then go home and pick up the plastic, if you see what I mean, and then come back again. So, yeah, it's all fun and games. I wish we lived nearer, of course, and I suppose one of the plans really is to try and find somewhere nearer to the land and maybe sell my house and buy something else. But I don't have any additional savings to put into, you know, if I, whatever my value of the house, as long as I get that, I could buy something else. But there's all the stuff in the house. But that's probably going to be down the line a bit, if that happens. Who knows? I think we need to be here a good year to decide whether we want to carry on. You know, we may find that this is too disruptive, too busy, too hard work. I'm thoroughly enjoying it at the moment. I have to say, I've no plans whatsoever of giving up doing what we're doing. This is absolutely wonderful. But I do need to get, once I think a lot of the bits and pieces are up and running, like the polytunnel, I want to improve and make a better compost loo here. And get things a bit more structured so that I can find the time to do more writing, whether at home on days when I don't need to be here or here when we're staying over. So it's I've got a number of books I want to write. I don't want to use AI, thank you. But it is time consuming. One of the things I did think possibly was to write in the mornings in longhand and then try and find somebody who can read my writing and would be prepared to type it up into a word processing file or something. And then I can make corrections to it and edit and add bits and embellish and, you know, whatever. But because that would be much easier, because on a nice day, it's very difficult to look into a laptop and you don't really want to be sitting in a laptop and with a large pad of paper and to write longhand. And I don't mind doing longhand. I keep a daily journal, although not every day, but I keep a journal which I write in longhand. And there's something nice because you can sit out in if we're here. You can sit outside on a nice day with the birdsong on a day like the rain. I've just actually written up today's journal with a day like now where it's raining. You can be relatively snug in a caravan or a little, I don't know, a workshop or writing room or somewhere, you know, it doesn't really matter. There's no heating in the caravan, that's the thing, so it does get a bit chilly in the evenings, but we're quite hardy now, funnily enough, so a few layers of jumpers and hats, scarves and coats and things, and it's all right, and plenty of cups of coffee. But in the workshop, we've got a wood-burning stove. I have still got to finish putting the internal insulation, as it were, in there, but we're halted because I think there's a wren who's got a, built a nest in there. I think it's a wren. And it may well have eggs, and it's in, and it, you know, when we go in. So we go in as few times as possible, so as not to disturb it. So I don't want to do any upheaval in there until its babies are born and it's gone. So that's a problem. So I probably have to get a little butane heater for in here, or even a propane, but a portable thing. There's limited space for it, of course, but it would be good to have something in here in which you can get the caravan warm. I do have a largish one at home, so I just need to sort of organise the space a bit differently. So that would be good. Although it is warming up a bit, but on a day like this, you think, oh, I'd just like to just put the fire on. And of course, it would soon warm up and be very snug. So that's, you know, there's lots of things to think about in here. But we need to give it, you know, a chance. It's not a home. It's just somewhere to stay while we're working on the land. And of course, the caravan, of course, could be towed off if we wanted to go somewhere else. You know, for a holiday or something. Not that I imagine or envisage having holidays. I'm not really a holiday person. My life is one big holiday, I suppose, really. Some people would think. But it's a challenge. But we're up for a challenge. So that's nice. I'm going to smoke my pipe. I hope you don't mind. It's an absolute pleasure. And I know that the nicotine is good for me, so, you know, you don't get that many chances when you're busy in the daytime. But in the evening, one can relax a little bit. And I can't do anything else, really, outdoors. Not at 7:30. It's going to be getting dark. I mean, there are many things I could do, but none of them would involve using any tools in the rain or going up step ladders and things, because it would be slippery. But anyway, I've been busy today and got quite a bit done, which is nice. But when the rain comes, it saves us one job, and that's watering everything outside. We still water the stuff in the polytunnel, but the exterior plants, especially now because this rain has been going on for some time. It's been on and off today, but This has been going on for an extended period, and you just think, thank goodness for that, really. So I embrace the rain because it's, well, hopefully some of it is going into the pond, but some of it is going on the plants. And, of course, some of it is going on everywhere else, which encourages growth in the grass, the stinging nettles, the thistles and the brambles. I think it's about to stop, actually. I can see a little bit of brightness here, which would be nice. And it depends if we get a bit of clear sky, you can get the sunset. Although I can't quite see the sun. There's a bit of white cloud, bright, but white cloud as opposed to the dark rain clouds which are passing over. So it seems to be stopping now. But as I say, it's been going on for a while, which has pleased me. So I haven't had to water things. Although it is a little chilly. I may have to go and put a big jumper on in a minute, but I'm all right for the second. I mean, you could put the oven on. We've got an oven in here and gas rings. But that's on propane. And it's not really a... Oh, excuse me. It's not really a economic way of doing things. I mean, you know, gas with the proper, what do they call them now? The bricks, the sort of heated bricks that they come with that reflects the heat into the room. Fire bricks, I suppose it is. Anyway, you know, and then you need a less, you don't need as much flame coming out. But it'll be interesting to see how much gas we are using, because we do make nice cups of tea from time to time, especially when it's been a day like this and it's raining and you know, you've been out with the battery operated drills and things and been screwing things in or whatever, and you don't want them to get wet, so you have to keep bringing them in, and you think, oh well, I'll have a cup of tea, and you've got the whole day in front of you when you're staying. Of course, when we visit, it's different, because then we try and pack up, and obviously we stay as long as we can, really, and because there's no point going back in the rush hour, because that's, again, that's another extra expense on stop start with the diesel. Whereas if you can get a nice clear run, it's I think it's cheaper. Sorry, I'm a bit tired today now. I'm just realizing it's coming up to 7:45 in the evening. Anyway, I'm going to smoke my pipe, and I have got, what is this, Whitehall? No, this is Westminster. I've thoroughly enjoyed the Danish Dice that I was smoking the other day. That was nice. I'm trying to save some of that for the pipe smoking video, which I will probably record. Well, it depends. We may go home tomorrow and pick up post and books that post out, and perhaps some more farm food and things like that, and milk. So we may go back in Julia's car, because I'll have to leave my van here. I don't want to risk it. It is strange, and I think it's a bit absurd on the old van thing. It doesn't tell you what it is, because it must know, because it's going to tell the diagnostics. Apparently, you can buy the machines relatively cheaply. I say relatively, for about £60, I've been told. I think it's an OBD machine. I don't know what OBD means. But it's a question of having somebody who has one, and then being able to interpret what it says, and then whatever it is, being able to fix the problem. So it's a bit annoying that if you can buy them for 60 quid, when you go into a garage and they say, yeah, we'll run it on the diagnostic, which is, again, an OBD machine, they're going to charge you more than the machine itself costs. They may have a super-duper one, I suppose. But anyway, let's get this pipe going. This is a... what is this? This is a Hardcastle, this one. That's the name of the pipe. Actually, before I light it, and I know I was just beginning to then, I'm just going to run my pipe cleaner down. I may have done it already, but sometimes I get a bit absent-minded. Just try and find the little hole. There we go. Just give it a little clean. Seems okay. I must have already given this the once over. But it certainly doesn't hurt to give it a second clean. Especially in the stem bit. That sometimes gets... This one is quite a tight little hole. Air hole that goes through the stem. I've just got it stuck now. There we go. That's better. Hopefully that will give me a good draw. Yeah, there we are. You need a good draw on the pipes. I was reading in my diary, in my journal. Sorry, just getting this lit. That it was a year ago that I bought a pipe from a YouTube chap who is a pipe maker. He's in France, called Chris Herriot. Not to be confused with James Herriot, the vet. And it was a handmade pipe. And it's lovely. I have to say, I would certainly buy, I would love to buy a few more pipes from him. I can't really justify it at the moment. I've got loads of pipes now. Excuse me, but there's a difference between a pipe maker, as in a one-man band artisan pipe maker, and factory pipes. And of course, some factory pipes are better than other factory pipes. Some, even the big names, or well-known names that make, you know, wonderful pipes. Sometimes the air hole, because they're made in batches, can be misaligned just a little bit. Not quite in the centre. Perhaps the briar is not quite as good as it ought to be. You don't really know. The finish might be lovely, but you don't really know what is it. And if you've got a pipe maker, it's like any artisan craft person, isn't it? Who, there'll be good ones and bad, not bad ones necessarily, but good ones and less good ones. I think the sun is going to come out again. But if you find one that is good and you can afford to have your whatever it is made by that individual, you know, it's going to be a better product. It's funny, in the pipe business, I say business, I mean in the pipe world, there are those that, of course, buy and sell. There are those that make them. And then there's people like me, I guess the majority, who just enjoy smoking them. Some of them collect the pipes and they keep them in pristine condition in cabinets. And somebody gave me a cabinet once. They made the cabinet for me to keep my pipes in, which I do, and I was so grateful. It's a beautiful thing. But in a way, my pipes are, they're working pipes, if you take the meaning. You know, they're there as, they're there to be smoked in any old fashion, really. They're not there as a cut glass. You know, it's, to me, it's like they're there as a tumbler. They're great. They're lovely. They're good quality tumblers. And I enjoy smoking them and I get a lot of pleasure out of it. But they're not that expensive cut glass, crystal glass, you know, and all, you've got to be incredibly precious about them. They have to sit in my pocket of my jacket with a lighter and a tamper. And they might take some knocks. But they're part of my personality, you know. They're a living pipe, if you see what I mean. They're an extension of me. Very lovely. Can I, you know, if you're not a pipe smoker, you'll just think it's a bit of a strange thing to do. You won't necessarily appreciate it. But if you're a wine connoisseur or an art lover, or I don't know, you know, you drink a certain type of drink, despite the fact that it is a sort of living pipe, or a, you know, an everyday pipe, and it's part of me, you can still sit down with it and just enjoy it for what it is. And of course, the tobaccos are very much an important part as well. And if you're on your own in a caravan on a piece of land, it's a very lovely thing just to lose yourself in the pipe, in the smoke, in your thoughts, or no thoughts. Or record an audio diary in which you're expressing your thoughts and ideas and such, you know, a snippet of somebody's life. I've got the leftovers from yesterday's meal, and I shall heat up in a minute and have that. It will be lovely. And I'll probably have an early night. It's one of those get up with the light in the morning. I'm usually up around 6 o'clock. And I usually go to bed about 10. And zonk out. It's rather pleasant. Now the sun has come out, you see. If the evening sun, there's still a few clouds obscuring it. I can see it sort of trying. If it came out in broad sunlight, it would be nice just to take a stroll down to the end of the field and watch the rest of the sun disappear. But the cloud keeps bubbling up and covering it, which is a shame. And I'm actually quite comfy here, smoking the pipe. I seem to have, don't know what I've done with my tamper. I have a twig, which is a tamper, but I do have a tamper in my bag. I just got to go and get it, really. But very often, my finger is just as good. It's a good tobacco, this Westminster. GLPs. Westminster. What's interesting, I don't know whether I mentioned this last time. This is 2 ounces of it. It's come from America, which is equivalent to 57 grams. And those 7 extra grams, I don't know, seems to make a difference. Over here, you buy 50 grams or 100 grams, which in theory is supposed to be equivalent to what in the old days, in old money, was 2 ounces or 4 ounces. But of course, 2 ounces is actually 7 grams more than what you buy today. And that's why I say those 7 extra grams make a bit of a difference. But I'd much rather go. I mean, it's a shame. I think it's a shame that the old tobacconists have gone out of business. I remember 30 years ago going in when I sort of tentatively smoked a pipe. I thought I looked too young to be smoking at 30 because I've always had a bit of a young face, although now, of course, it's probably old and miserable. But 30 years ago, I am maybe 35 years ago now. Time just slips past, doesn't it? We used to go into these old tobacconist shops, and there would be an array of pipes, pipe cleaners, pipe accessories, and jars, see-through jars of tobacco. And it was like going in as a child into a sweet shop. And you'd go up to the counter and say, oh, I like the sound of that. Could I have 2 ounces of that, please? Or an ounce of this? I'll just take a little sample of that one. And it's all changed. Some of those sort of little simple pleasures now. I mean, I say going into the sweet shop. You have a quarter of bonbons. Quarter of an ounce of bonbons, please. And you'd get a little bag full of them. And I remember this, you know, I've related this story many times, I'm sure. You go into the sweet shop and it was always just over a quarter of an ounce. Not a quarter of an ounce, quarter of a pound. Quarter of a pound, quarter of an ounce wouldn't be very much, would it? Quarter of a pound of bonbons. Or sherbet lemons. Or whatever, you know, whatever you fancies. And there would be loads and loads of these. I mean, terrible for your teeth, of course. We didn't worry about that sort of thing back then. And that's when they came along and put mercury fillings in us, which, of course, we didn't know at the time was absolutely lethal. I've been burbling for 30 minutes. I've just looked. One could carry on burbling like this for ages, but I won't hold you up. Thank you for listening, if you did. I'm not sure when this will get uploaded. I'm going to put my soup on now. So take care, look after yourself, and thanks for tuning in.